It's here and now. The House returns from its Thanksgiving recess today, and one topic working parents are advocating to keep at the top of their agenda is childcare. Democrats have been pushing for more support for early childhood educators and families since pandemic relief funding expired in September. But where do Republicans stand on policy? Chibeli Karazana asked every single member of Congress about their stance. She's a reporter who covers the economy for the 19th. Chibeli, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you for having me.
So you sent two questions about childcare policy to every lawmaker. Only five Republicans responded. What questions did you ask, and what did the GOP lawmakers say?
Yeah, so we embarked on this sort of painful process of reaching out to every single member, all 535.
It's a lot of work.
We asked them, it was a lot of work. We asked them, you know, what's your stance on federal childcare policy? What kind of policy would you support? It was very straightforward. And we only had the five Republicans, we had two independents, and 135 Democrats respond to us. And it was interesting, sort of the range of what we heard back. And so generally from Republicans, we were hearing solutions around giving businesses tax credits to help support their workers, around deregulation. And then from Democrats, we were hearing things at the far other end of the spectrum, universal childcare, $400 billion programs. And so there was a giant sort of gap between the kinds of solutions they were offering.
So let's break that down a bit, because so the Democrats' sweeping solutions, like universal preschool, as you just said, it seems like that was a non-starter and has been a non-starter with Republicans, and one imagines because of the price tag. But you explored other objections from conservatives to a universal or kind of center-based preschool model. Tell us about that.
Yeah, what was interesting when we dug a little bit deeper into the reasons why they're opposed to an idea like that, you know, a lot of it was around this idea of universal, anything universal. There was a strong opposition to that concept because they wanted to see childcare that was supporting childcare in the home or group home settings or supporting parents who wanted to stay at home with their kids. And, you know, some of that we've heard in other areas, right, especially during the pandemic, around parent choice and school choice and the kind of care our kids are getting outside of the home and how much parents want to have some control around what that looks like. And so that's where the tension starts to come in a little bit when Democrats are focusing on, we're going to do this universal childcare program, and Republicans are saying, well, we want to see options across the spectrum, but what we're seeing from the other side doesn't really address that.
And why do you think Republicans, you know, they didn't really respond to you at all? And I'm wondering if you think that signals that there is no either appetite or even maybe pressure on them to weigh in and to come up with solutions for a better childcare system.
Yeah, you know, I was surprised I didn't hear from a couple more Republicans who have been more vocal on this issue, like, you know, Marco Rubio, Joni Ernst, Mitt Romney. We didn't hear from them. And that doesn't mean that, you know, because we didn't hear from them, they don't have a childcare plan or solution on their minds. But that idea of pressure, I think, is very key because essentially what we're looking at is a constituency that doesn't have a lot of lobbying efforts behind it, right? I'm a parent. I know a lot of parents. We're overburdened. We're tired. We're exhausted. And we're very sort of in the trenches in this short period of time in our children's lives. Then they move on to school and we sort of move on. And that's what happens. Right. It's a transitory group. And a lot of, you know, politicians don't feel like that's a group that they really need to prioritize. I mean, we even saw in the Republican debate in September, childcare came up and, you know, Tim Scott just moved on to the next issue. It was, they just glazed by it.
That makes me think, Chibeli, and I wonder if you have a sense of where GOP voters are on this issue, because surely the parents of young children who vote Republican would want a better system.
You know, what's fascinating to me about this issue covering childcare over the past couple of years is the gulf that there is between parents' reality and how important parents feel the issue is and how politicians view this issue of childcare. We spoke to Republican parents who said, yes, absolutely, this is a no-brainer. There should be policy enacted to improve this system because we are all under duress. But we are not seeing that same feeling or pressure translated into Congress. And so what ends up happening is just inaction.
Yeah. Well, we look forward to hearing more from your reporting. Chibeli Karazana is a reporter who covers the economy for the 19th. Chibeli, thank you.
Thank you so much.